Good evening. Now, are you a Blues supporter or an All Blacks supporter? Blues? Okay, we need to pray for you, okay? I'm a Chiefs supporter, okay? Okay. Who loves Chris Tomlin? Hey, my wife loves Chris Tomlin. My wife and I work at Parachute Music Festival. Has anyone ever been to Parachute Music Festival? Okay. And Chris Tomlin was singing. And I know a few people that are high up in Parachute, so I went and said to them, can I get my wife right down to the front of stage between the crowd and security so she can have her own little worship time with Chris Tomlin? And she did, and she had about 25,000 people behind her, and Chris Tomlin's standing just right where you are, and she's having her own little worship time. So Chris Tomlin's an amazing songwriter. It's a privilege for me to come tonight and to be with you this weekend. My apologies to my wife. She desperately needs a break, and she flies to Rarotonga with her sister tomorrow. I went to Melbourne back in March to a carbon emissions conference called Formula One. So I've had my turn away, so she's having a little turn away. So what I'm going to do tonight, I think I've got 15 minutes, is that right, Vanessa? Sorry? 14 now. I'm just going to share a little bit about me and my life. And then tomorrow it's such a privilege to open the Bible and share the Word of God. And just to let you know, and I don't need any effects on my voice, on speech. When I'm singing, I can have effects on my voice. And I really don't like fiddly sound men, so don't do that again, okay? Because otherwise it'll be only Jesus who loves you. I'm just kidding. Don't take me too seriously, okay? So I was born to a farming family at Mangawai. And life was very normal till about the age of 13. And then I was pillion passenger on the back of my brother's motorbike. And we were hit by a car. And that resulted in me losing my right leg completely. It got, in fact, I very nearly died. My mum and dad weren't religious, but they certainly called in the priest at that time to pray. And that's what desperate people do, they pray. But I survived, because you can see me here. But that really did change my life, because I loved rugby, but not playing for the Blues. And I loved cricket and lots of other sports. And suddenly all those sports were taken away. So starting college, and I can identify with you a little bit, because suddenly I was different. And when I used to arrive at college on one leg with crutches, there would be a whole gang of kids from the primary school waiting to see me and sometimes say things that were hurtful. For a 14-year-old boy, I didn't cope with that well. But anyway, that's life. Life can be cruel. Agreed? Sometimes. But God is good. And then I started hanging out with some guys at school who were Christians. But they weren't strange. They did the things that I love doing, and I'm a petrol head. Does everyone know what a petrol head is? Okay. And I'm a Holden man. So if you're a Ford man, you need to go home right now. Okay? Okay, that's good. Anyway, to cut that story, I came to know Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I've walked with God ever since. While I was in youth group, there was a beautiful young blonde girl that caught my eye, and her name was Anne. I got to know her because I worked for her father, and I worked in automotive parts, and she worked for Air New Zealand. Anyone heard of Air New Zealand? She worked for Air New Zealand. She was a city girl. But anyway, the country boy won the city girl. Eventually we married. And what I really want to encourage you today, because it is about stepping up and reaching out. And you can all step up. One thing I was told all the time was, you can't. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't go here. You can't go there. So this is what I said. Get stuffed. Are you allowed to say that? Okay. That's as bad as you can get? Okay, cool. So I wanted to have a try. I'd done 7 years in the automotive industry, and I wanted to have a try at share milking cows. So I went and did a year's contract milking. And just that time, the little four-wheeler bikes had come out. And so I realized, with the help of a four-wheeler bike, I could do it, but I really needed that blonde to come and help. So I married the blonde, and she helped milk the cows. And then we share milked for quite a number of years and saved up and bought a farm. And we still own that farm today at Mangawai. And we milked cows for 25 years. And then we were always part of a little church at Mangawai, and it was called the Mangawai Interdenominational Church, which I can't even spell. And then Ann and I, after serving, just being in that church for 25 years, I'm going to cut a long story short here, they come and asked us if we would consider pastoring that church. And I didn't even know what a pastor was. But anyway, we started pastoring the church, and the church was about 30 or 40 people. And we made some changes to the church, the way the church was run and the structure of the church. And then it started to grow. And it started to grow. And we started to see people saved and baptized and just set free by the power and the love of God. And sort of 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 and 90. And now we're up to 300. And we've moved out of the little church to the gymnasium. And so the youth and the kids meet in our church. And it's been a wild ride, and we've just can testify, and I can testify and testify to the faithfulness of God all through that. And now we've bought a big block of land, and because we don't actually have our own building, and we're going to save up and start building. But all through that, all through my life, you know, I've been told I can't. And I want you guys to go away with a couple of things from camp. One is you can, and God loves you. And when you know God loves you, you can step up and reach out and change the world. Absolutely. So it's you know, it's just a privilege to be here tonight, and we'll share tomorrow a little bit longer. I could share for stories and stories and stories for hours and hours and hours about the faithfulness of God. But that's just a little bit of my story. And I've got two kids. Sam is now 25. I'll share a little bit about him on Sunday. He works for a company called PricewaterhouseCoopers. Anyone heard of them? They're accountants or something like that. And my daughter Hannah, will pop in here tonight. She works in the Auckland waterfront for a company called Emergent. They've just finished university. Love my two kids. And we've got a cat called Moosh. Scaramouche. Any Queen fans? One. Okay. There's only one. Two sinners. Okay, that's good. And we've got Scaramouche. And these are the things I love doing. So I love cars and car racing. I love shooting. I'm going duck shooting next week. Has anyone heard about that? Are there any tree huggers here? Okay, right. Okay. So you got one person going home early. Okay. And so I'll be duck shooting next weekend. I just love that. Just love meeting people. And so I'm here for the whole weekend, the whole time. Just love to get to know you, and I'd love you to get to know me. And it's going to be a great weekend. I think, Vanessa, I know there's a whole gang that probably put this together, but what an undertaking. And it's just a privilege to be here. Bless you guys.